Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Two of our grandchildren are a few weeks apart in age. They are a delight to observe, and each day is a new adventure for them and their parents. The big news is that the younger of the two is walking confidently, not holding on to anything. It seems to me she just decided to get up and walk. The video clips are getting worn out watching her. We went through a similar phase quite a few weeks earlier when her cousin, our grandson, began walking. I recall our five children all learning to walk at different times, and there is more than 6 months between the first and the last, so to speak. Of course, it doesn't matter when we walk, there is no race. It happens when it happens in our own development, which is part of the wonder of each person. The same is true for speaking and dressing and reading and counting and looking after pets and even learning to drive a car. We grow and develop at our own pace. All learning, however, needs to be done with care, because whether we are learning a skill, an attitude, or knowledge, we are always being formed in relationships. When toddlers learn to walk, they may slip or fall, and in the early stages, we're there to catch and encourage. We do not expect obstacles to be put in their way, or that the toddler be made to trip or fall. We would be horrified to see something deliberate. Whether the injury is not serious is not the point, and more so because of the corrosive effect on the relationship between the toddler and the abuser. Relationships are both resilient and fragile, and they do not predetermine one's future behaviour, but they very much shape us individually, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. We know that people from privilege and plenty can behave cruelly, and people from tough and horrible situations can behave nobly. Nevertheless, we're also aware that often isn't the case. Maybe a good mantra for living with others would be, do no harm. But as always, working out the boundaries and the context is why we need wisdom. One of the main images of spirituality in Christianity is walking, and it is used with reference to discipleship, obedience, even faith and trust, the how and why a Christian lives each day. We walk wet from our baptism and seek to walk wisely in this world, but not as the world walks, but walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. God, however, can be thought of in this world as cruel. He lets bad things happen. An abuser, he lets bad things happen. And someone not to follow, he lets bad things happen. People can point to all sorts of things to back up their view. However, in Jesus we discover a God who deals with sin and evil and walks with us in this world and teaches us to walk, and never sets out to harm, hurt, or abuse us. Experience, tough times, bad things, trips and falls can suggest otherwise, and the only place where we can be assured that God is for us and not against us is at the cross, when Jesus was unable to walk, nailed down. At Christmas, no one has a nativity scene or does a play with Jesus walking, though by the time the Magi arrive, we can imagine Jesus walking. To contemplate that God learnt to walk is to contemplate the incarnation, and that in Jesus, God understands our humanity, and that today he still keeps walking towards us, running even if we think of the gracious Father running to protect his prodigal. It is us, humanity by nature, that keeps walking away, hiding even, wanting to go our own way, fearing what following Jesus might mean. And yet, when we see that Jesus' life was one of essentially walking to the cross for us, and having him walk with us becomes something to embrace and treasure. Christians do not walk in lockstep or mechanically. Our development and journey are individual, but the promise and presence of the God who walks with us means that he will help us through this world's terrain of sin, injustice, and fear with his word and sacraments. And so Christians walk in the same direction, following Jesus through 2022 and beyond. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have set the time, seasons, and terrain of our lives. Teach us to walk wisely here on earth and make the most of our opportunities until we reach our heavenly home. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.